the radio, I can, you know, reach out and talk to other people around the world. And he says, well, why don't you just use the Internet? I just about laughed in his face. He says, well, that's not what this is all about. This is a hobby. And plus, I didn't have time to explain to him that we do use the radios for emergencies and stuff like that if the Internet was to go down, but I wasn't gonna explain to them on all that because they have an awful hard time understanding English. They're basically pretty clueless. Go ahead. This is 88HY.
WDANXL. Well, I had a similar experience today. I had a cable guy come out, and it's the first appointment, so 8 o'clock because they had a problem with the Internet, and I walked up there, and he's looking up, and he says, where are all these wires in the trees? And I says, oh, the same thing. I'm a ham radio operator. And he says, that's my long wire. And he says, what's that thing way? I says, well, that thing way up there. I says, well, that's my 40-foot tower. So that's why, and Dan, that's probably why you hear me better when once I got that up there. So he says, well, I told him a little bit about it, and he goes, oh, wow. Interested, but he just says, I've never seen anything like this before, so I don't know. So there you go. So I guess we'll turn it over to you, Doug, 88MS, WDXL.
Well, thanks, Jim. Real good stories from both of you guys. I know a guy, a teller at my local bank, and he had some interest in ham radio, and he got over to, and Jim, you know where it is, the church over across the street from the road commission. He went over and had coffee and pizza with John last night, and John, put the bug in him, and the guy had the bug in him already, and he reached out today, and I forgot to send him the information on, free testing online and then questions and answers for all of the tech exam questions. I got to turn that down. I'm also checking to see if I have a timeout on this. But anyway, I got that forwarded off to him, and he's pretty animated about taking his test, and I guess the only thing we need to learn or figure out if we're ever going to figure out how to get back into becoming VEs with the new system. I mean, it's a big deal because there's still guys out there that will want and need testing. All right, this is 88MS. I'm coming up on over the Echo Link using an iPhone 7. And with that, let me turn it over to 88HY. Dan, go ahead and take it away.
All right, very good, guys. Yeah, I'm still doing it the old-fashioned way, transmitting on a dual-coil linear antenna, and I do have the antenna down off of the tower, so it's only sticking up in the air about 20 feet right now. But, when we were over at the fairground, we were talking to a young guy out there, Roger and I, and he says the majority of the people out there have absolutely no clue that ham or amateur radio exists. And so, I guess if they really, really were wanting to know more, they would pursue it. And I would say the majority of the people out there just plain don't care. Well, you know what? When that internet goes down for whatever reason, if it's a some sort of virus or other, they're all going to be, what are we going to do now? So I don't want to be in that category. This is 88HY, and go ahead, Jim.
This is WD8NXL. Well, a lot of us guys, quite a few anyways, and then when I picked the hobby up, probably what, a little over 3 years ago, and again, my story's like so many others. I did it when I was a kid, and I was interested in it, and then I got away from it, and then I worked with a couple guys that were hams, so then I picked it up and got into the novice license, and then you had to do code, and did that for a while, and I kind of, I think I just got, I wanted to talk, but then I knew I had to go to general, and I don't know, I just never got to it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they had, Brent and I started talking, you know, a number of years ago, and I said, yes, I should do that, and I told him, you know, my story and my call and everything, and I got the license, he says, you know, and I went back out and got my old call sign, and, yeah, it worked out cool, and I just keep on going. So that's how I got going with it. So back over to you, Doug. This is WDA NXL.